We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
We're only weeks out from Dreamforce, and today we've decided to bring in two of our favorite groups, not to play favorites, but the admins and developers into one room to tell you all the exciting things that you haven't heard yet on the road to Dreamforce. Thank you all for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Marissa.
So first of all, Jillian, why are we having all of you here in the same room at the same desk?
Well, so admins and developers are actually great partners. And one of the things that we have learned with Trailhead and our incredible community is that the great things come from partnering between admins and developers. You know, they join together to create awesome things not only for their companies, but for their careers. And that's really why we love to have admins and developers co-located at Dreamforce in the Trailhead area to really kind of make those relationships stronger and introduce new ideas and new possibilities for all things awesome.
Yes. Awesome. So we have some key pillars we're going to go through today and really give those specific updates that people need before Dreamforce. Learn, earn, connect, and give back. So, Arabelle, let's start with learn.
Well, learning is what Dreamforce is all about this year, especially for the Trailhead area. There are so many ways you can pick up new skills, talk directly to the product owners. What I've really been focusing on together with the team this year is all of the great sessions that you can join. I think we have, 400, 500 different sessions, and they're among all of the different products that we have, everything you can build with. And no matter if you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced developer that's been working with us for decades, we have something interesting for you. We have tens of sessions that are interesting for you. We also have our developer forest, where you can talk to the product owners and the engineers who actually make what we're going to be using as a company and as a community. And you can ask them all the questions that you want and kind of learn answers from them and tell them what you want in the roadmap that's coming up.
So there's two actually critical things about learning that I think everybody who's coming to Dreamforce should kind of keep in mind. One is that you have the very structured learning where you get to learn from Salesforce, and that's fantastic. You get to talk to the product experts, the product managers, everybody who's out there. But the second is you get to learn from the rest of the community. So the vast majority of our sessions at Salesforce are delivered by people just like you. They're people out in the community who are building their careers on the Salesforce platform, and they're presenting what they've learned so that you can do better at your job.
Yeah, and for the admin track especially, we have 132 sessions in the admin track, which are for admins by admins. I mean, I think that's a really incredible thing. The generosity of our community is everyone likes to give back and help each other learn and elevate their skills so that they can do even better things for their company and their careers.
And so what's going on in the admin meadow?
The admin meadow, which is right next to the developer forest. We have some incredible content planned. So we have a ton of sessions in our admin track, but we also have our admin theater. And our admin theater is really special. It's kind of like the heartbeat of the admin meadow because it's a stage where all these admins are getting up there and sharing what they've learned to try and help skill up the rest of the community. Now, we've done something special this year with the admin theater is we've actually grouped together the content by theme. So on Monday, for example, if you come to the admin theater, you're going to learn about discovering Lightning and then extending Salesforce. We've got a fun app exchange demo jam for admins, especially in the afternoon. And then on Tuesday, it's going to be about security, analytics, and data management. And on Wednesday, we really kind of dig deep with Lightning and we talk about optimizing, rolling out Lightning. And then finally on Thursday, to tie with the overall Dreamforce theme of personal empowerment, all the sessions in the admin theater are about personal empowerment, learning how to be a great change manager, learning how to take your career to the next level, and hearing from the other experts in the community that are willing to share that knowledge. Oh, and we have a lot of fun, too. So we have, like, Trailblazer lip sync battle that's going to happen.
So you all can learn about my great skills, which I have continued to talk about and have not demonstrated yet, but it will happen.
I am so excited to see that. Right? I want to see those moves.
But I must say that you have a few favorites. Why don't you point them out?
Okay, so one of my favorite sessions that's happening in the admin theater, we actually have two instances of this, is the Process Automation Showdown. So this is where we have four community members getting up on stage, and in 4 minutes or less, they are presenting a process automation solution they've come up with in reality for their company and sharing it. And then at the end of that, the audience actually gets to vote using a flow component,
what?
Which is a very cool nice. Thing.
We really do integrate learning into nice. All elements.
We sure do. And they all compete to get the coveted Process Automation Expert Trophy. So very exciting.
Is it going to be as good as the Octo trophy that Reed has spoke of in the past?
Oh, is it going to be an Octies award? Do we have a special Octies
bring it
edition
back, bring
here?
It back.
What do we have?
I cannot disclose what the award will look like. It is a secret, super special surprise.
Okay.
I have my own personal vote on what it should look like in case you haven't gone through with that yet. I will be in touch. So Reed, what are the sessions that are really boiling to the top for you, things that people cannot miss for developers?
So it really depends on where you are in your Salesforce journey. One of the things that I love about Dreamforce is you have sessions all across the spectrum. So if you're somebody who is just starting off, there are sessions for you. There's a session out there that is build your first app in 5 steps that I think is actually going to be in the admin theater.
It is.
And it is a fantastic session that talks about what it's like to look at a process that's built around a spreadsheet and how you can add the process and the controls and kind of the enterprise ability to that that Salesforce does, right? How do you add Salesforce to that type of app? And so the presenter is going to walk you through how to do that. So that is actually probably my favorite session that's out there because it's for the people who are brand new to the ecosystem. There are lots more advanced sessions that are out there too. We have sessions that are out there that are deep into how do you use the API. We have sessions in there which are talking about how do you really succeed with Lightning components. We have sessions in there which are talking about very advanced high-scale architectures. So these are the kind of things that I just love seeing. And I love it because it is up and down the spectrum of difficulty.
Right, so I'm gonna start with 5 steps there, then,
okay,
of course.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
I say that every year, and I'm stuck in a dark corner and don't get to do any of the fun sessions. So I promise, though, karaoke this year.
Okay, yes. So we're looking forward to the karaoke, but one thing you should always keep in mind is that if there is a session that you look at and you say, I have to go to that session, but you can't because there's over 2,700 sessions at Dreamforce, right?
I think we have about over 3,000 in the agenda builder right now.
Over 3,000 sessions, it's insane. So nobody can see them all. You're always going to have a session that you want to catch up with afterwards, and the vast majority of them are recorded. So you can. So if you don't get to go see the Build Your First App in 5 Steps, is that the name we landed on?
I believe so,
I think
yeah.
That's the one we landed on. If you don't get to see that one live, you can always go back and view the recording.
That's awesome.
Which is great, because even if you didn't get tickets, because it is sold out, we're really sad we couldn't
like
send
really
out more
sold
tickets.
Out.
Like super sold out. But there are ways for people to participate even when they're at home. So it's watching the recorded sessions online. I'm sure everybody will be super active on social and like sharing a lot of pictures and what's going on. And there's a lot of other ways that you can participate.
Lots of things are being broadcast. So the keynotes are going to be broadcast. We also have global gatherings, which are happening after the fact, that are going to be very exciting. I think we have more than 250 of those that
globally.
Are registered.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane the amount of things that people could choose to opt into, even if they're not here in San Francisco for the event.
Yeah, and we've got some, in fact, if you want to know more about that, the Salesforce Admins podcast that's coming out next Thursday will actually have a lot more information about how you can join online and participate virtually. I know Salesforce Admins, we've been having some fun with some Periscope and Facebook Live videos leading up to the event, and there'll be more of that on site and all kinds of great ways to connect.
That's awesome. All right, so let's actually, we're still on learning. We're still on this first pillar, but let's get into some of this keynote magic. So, Jillian, I know that you have been able to participate the last few years, and it's been truly magic, the activity, the excitement that goes on with the admin keynote, and we haven't gotten to go as in-depth in previous segments about that. Can you go a little bit more in-depth about what we're going to be seeing, who we're going to be seeing?
Absolutely. So this year, the admin keynote, you know, every year we got to up the ante. It was only in 2014 when we had our first unofficial admin keynote in the Hilton. It was a breakout session. We called it a keynote.
But it was big for us.
It was the beginning of a movement. It was the beginning of the awesome admin brand, the beginning of a community getting sparked and inspired to help share with each other. Really, it was already happening, but we kind of put a name to it. And so now what we're doing with the admin keynote is really special. We're actually featuring real customer admins who are actually using the tools that we're going to be talking about in the keynote in their actual companies. So these are real people like Shauna Hughes of Minneapolis Institute of Art. And we've got some other surprises too. We've got some other customers. These are real stories. This is not a fake demo that we've built. And what's really great about it is we've got Parker Harris, who's our co-founder, who's going to help kick us off. We've got Shauna Wolverton, who is our SVP of product. We're going to talk about all things Lightning, all things integrating apps, automation. I mean, you're going to walk away from that keynote not only being amazed by some of the other special surprises we have in store, but being
leaving
able
me hanging.
I know, but being able to go into your office on Monday and actually do some of the things that we showed you on stage. And I think that's what's so valuable is we want to make sure that you come home up from Dreamforce able to immediately put into action some of the things that we've shown you on stage.
And so when is that keynote?
It's Wednesday at 5 p.m. So party time, 5 p.m. party time, Oscone West, third floor. You're not going to miss it. It's going to be amazing. So many special surprises. You never know what we're going to come up with.
Oh, man. Okay. Developers, can you outdo this?
We got a keynote, too.
Sorry, of course you do, yes.
It's going to be super awesome. We have Srini Talbragata, who was presenting last year, and he's super excited to show what we're doing this year for developers. But we've also got Wade Wegner, who has been doing so much with us and, of course, with Salesforce DX, which all of the developers have been super excited about. So he'll be sharing more about how to build with Salesforce DX and with Lightning Platform. And we also have Zane Turner, who is
awesome.
She's great. So she'll be presenting a lot of great stuff that we've been doing for integration and what you can do to really make a complete application from end to end. And we have someone you might know named Leah McGowan here, who will be super excited to share what we've got for Einstein and what to do to make smarter apps.
And I must say that we have recently some great announcements that have come out, and those are going to be showcased across the keynote, across the sessions. Reid, what are you most excited about the brand new elements that are going to be really developed and people are going to be able to see them and work with them in action at Dreamforce?
See, now I feel like you're inviting me to spill the beans, right? Because there's
a lot of great stuff
that's coming.
Forward-looking statements.
There's, the thing that I really love about the keynotes is that they show you how to do things end-to-end in a very interesting, realistic way, right? And that is one of the things that I think really brings it together. And so, of course, this year we have all kinds of new stuff that fit into that end-to-end. And so we've already seen a lot of great announcements around stuff like Salesforce DX. So Salesforce DX is going GA, which is very exciting. We have a lot of great things which are happening with Salesforce IoT. So if you've been paying attention, you can see that that is now available. IoT Explorer is now available in your developer edition, so you can start to see that come together. And then there's a number of other things which just keep coming. And so by the time we get to Dreamforce, you're going to see a few more of those. We're going to integrate all that stuff in. And I got to tell you, for me personally, the most exciting thing is Salesforce IoT Explorer. Hands down. I've been around Dreamforce for a while, so if you've ever seen me, you know that that's a particular interest area of mine. So I'm very excited to be able to use that in a developer edition today.
That's awesome. All right, what are you excited about in terms of admin announcements?
Well, again, we can't spill too many beans. I will say that their forward-looking statement may or may not be another golden hoodie awarded this year. So that's exciting. Content-wise, we do have some really fun things that we're going to do in the keynote that I am not going to spill the beans about, but definitely lots about Lightning, lots about some of the new kind of AI that admins can get their hands on, which we will talk more about at Dreamforce, and talking about taking those skills to the next level by using communities and some integration. So working that advanced end of the admin spectrum as well.
One thing that I'm super excited about is that we recently rolled out the new Trailblazer community.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Yes. Amazing.
Hugely awesome. It looks amazing. It's such a great way to really up-level that community experience for our admins and our developers, for everyone who's in our Salesforce, our HANA, and our ecosystem. I mean, it feels right, and it's so pretty.
It really is very pretty, and it's really great UI for all of us to use going into Dreamforce, and I think that that is huge. But, all right, I think that we're done with learning. We're never done with learning, but I'm ready to move on to some earning.
Yeah.
Let's talk earning.
Earning badges
yes.
and earning swag. Should we talk about that?
Let's talk about all of it.
So, of course, we're going to have Dreamforce badges that you can earn at the event. So pick up some challenges. We have so many challenge areas in the Trailblazer area. So there's going to be mini hacks that you can do. So I think there'll be a choice of about 8 of them. And if you complete a certain amount of them, I don't want to spill the beans on this one too, but you can earn certain amazing pieces of swag and also enter to win a raffle prize, which okay.
She's waiting.
I'm stopping myself.
Stay tuned for more.
Exactly.
Now I need to go look into this. I know I'm curious. What's behind the raffle?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. And then
we've also got the Dreamforce Quest. The Dreamforce Quest has a trailhead part of it, and there's an admin part of it, and then there's a developer segment as well. So you'll do various things, like you'll attend the keynote. And then you'll talk to some different people at the demo stations. And then you can use this great app to keep track of everything and then pick up all of your swag in one go at the trading post. So that's two ways to really earn virtual stuff and actual stuff.
Right. So, and one thing we've done too for every single session in the track, we've actually tied related Trailhead content to that. So you can actually see that on the Dreamforce site. When you look at any session, you can see the related Trailhead content. So whether you're preparing for a specific session or you want to follow up with that session after Dreamforce, you'll be able to tie in your earning with your learning.
I love it.
There you go.
Well, there's two other things on the earning side though that we should be sure to talk about. So one of those is going to be the hands-on trainings, the HOTS at the Hilton. Every year, these are one of our most popular session types, and they always fill up. And so it's a place for you to come in and have an expert lead you through a particular learning opportunity. This year, we're doing something new. Everything is going to be powered by Trailhead. So it'll be an expert leading you through the Trailhead project of your choice, which is very exciting. Another thing you can do is you can actually earn a certification at Dreamforce.
Yay, certification.
I earned my first certification actually at Dreamforce way back when.
Wow.
So it is a great forcing function. It's a great excuse to come in and sit for the certification test. And it feels really good when you get that out of the way and then you go on to the rest of Dreamforce.
Yeah, it's a good way to celebrate.
It is.
Dreamforce is a full celebration.
It's a full celebration.
All right, so we're earning. Let's connect.
So the Trailhead area that we've been talking about is an incredible, you should consider it as your home base for Dreamforce. Because not only do you have access to all the incredible content and things happening in the developer forest and the admin meadow and some other incredible areas, but there's actually a community area intended for people to connect right there in the Trailhead area. There's a lot of areas going on.
I think it's called the Community Cove.
There we go.
Nice.
Alliteration is
always. I love me some alliteration.
Yeah, so we have that physical space for you to connect, and it really, really encourage everyone. I think one of the things that a lot of people, especially if it's your first time at Dreamforce, they forget to make time to just relax and connect with folks because they want to go to all of the sessions. I think one of the big tips that I've heard from Dreamforce veterans and I've seen happen is if you don't take the time to just sit down and talk to someone and learn from them and connect in person, you're missing out on a big part of Dreamforce.
That's true. It's 100% true. In fact, you had a guest on the Admins podcast a couple weeks ago, Jesse Grothaus, who he came to an event, Trailhead DX, and connected with some people and actually left with a new job.
What?
Yeah. So one of the great things is I think Dreamforce can do a lot of things for different people depending on what your goals are. Some people have a goal to come in and really what they want to do is just learn a new skill so they can up-level in their current career. Some people come in and they want to make those connections so that they can find that new career that they're really looking for. So I think it is important that you make space for that kind of transformation as you are planning out your Dreamforce session. You have to leave room for kind of the aha moments, the ad hoc conversations, which might actually create a new career for you.
So earn and connect, a little bit of each.
A little bit of each, yeah.
Find that balance.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so learn, earn, connect, and giving back. Let's get into giving back. What are you seeing as giving back?
Well, so one of the things I think, and I mentioned this a little bit before, but the really special thing about a lot of the content, especially in the admin track, and even the people who are staffing the booths in the admin meadow, these are other actual admins. These are not Salesforce people. They are not employees. They are not getting paid to do this. These are volunteers, and what they really care about is giving back to the community and really up-leveling other people's careers and skills and making those connections, because that's one of the incredible special things we have at Salesforce is this incredible Trailblazer Ohana, the Salesforce Ohana, that you cannot capture that spirit any other way than being at Dreamforce or an event like this where you see people, their passion, and trying to help others learn. It's really, really fantastic.
One of the things that I love about the Trailblazer community in general, whether you're an admin or a developer, is it's a very strong part of that culture to teach somebody else what you've learned. It actually works for a couple of reasons, right? It works because that new person is now getting the benefit of whatever you've learned in the past, but it also helps the person who's teaching cement their knowledge. And it really helps them understand what they know really well, where their weaknesses are, and then it gives them the opportunity to talk through different ideas in a meaningful way. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only way that we're giving back, actually. We're giving back in a whole different way. Very true to kind of Salesforce roots and everything that we do at every event. We have an opportunity for you to help raise funds for the National Park Foundation. For every badge that's earned at Dreamforce, we're going to put together a donation of $10 to the National Parks Foundation. And I know there's some limits around that, but really it's a very concrete way that you can tie these things together. You can learn something, you can earn a badge, and you can give back all at the same time.
And connect with a national park.
You can definitely connect with a national park.
So that really covers all four of the pillars
there. Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity.
That is amazing. It's really special that is, we are celebrating this learning, this earning, this connecting with an opportunity for Salesforce to celebrate by giving back.
Yep.
All right, so we have some awesome things happening at Dreamforce. Is there anything else specifically at Dreamforce that we want to cover before we get into more of the fun stuff?
I just am so excited to see everyone. I mean, one thing I will say, if you are coming to Dreamforce, find me and say hi. Like, I love saying hi to people, and I think it's one of the, this is our family reunion, yeah. right, as the Salesforce Ohana, and so I want to connect with you, especially if we've never met, or you're like, I don't even know who this chick is. Just say hi to me. I'm very friendly.
I must say, she is very friendly. She is not, like, she's fabulous, but non-intimidating. Say hi, do it.
Sometimes when you're at Dreamforce, though, and you're an attendee, you know, you see somebody who you're like, oh, I've heard of Arabella or I've heard of Jillian, and you're like, oh, they're talking to somebody, I'll come back to them later.
Nope, just go in there.
Go in there. Never hesitate to just jump in and say hello. As an evangelist, I mean, from my perspective, I always love it. Like, it's always great when somebody comes up and says hello. I love hearing their stories about maybe they read a piece of content, or maybe, you know, they ran into something that we were doing a few years together and they're just kind of checking in. It is always a very nice thing. So jump in, say hello.
Yes. It's very special. All right. So last time we had the developers on, we heard Leah's motto, which really, again, connects back to that pillars, the four pillars. If you're not learning, you're not living. Baby.
Yeah. exactly.
It's a great motto.
Yeah.
But so I've challenged each of you to come up with your own motto that really describes not only your careers, but also kind of how that is part of Dreamforce. So Reed, I know that you've been thinking on this, and I want to start with
you. Hang on, I got to get out my notes.
All right.
No. The biggest thing that stands out to me is you have to create that space for transformation. You don't come out of Dreamforce the same person that you went in as. You know, the best Dreamforces are the ones where you go in and you discover something new about yourself, you discover something new about the community, you discover something new about the product, and then it changes the way that you think about the problems that you're trying to solve, the way that you work in a company. So you have to make space for that to happen. And so we talk a lot about don't fill up your calendar completely with sessions, and that's a big part of that.
Awesome. All right, Arabella.
Oh, man. Okay, I feel like I'm being put on the spot here.
Oh, no, you are.
Literally, no doubt. Yes. So if I were to come up with one right now, I would say the developers and the details. So just one thing I've been encountering, especially within Salesforce, is the passion for precision in creation that is really lovely about all of the people who have been creating great apps for Salesforce. And it's a great differentiator, I think. And so I look forward to talking to everybody at Dreamforce and helping people learn more about all the products.
Awesome. So, all right, Jillian.
I'm going to go with embrace the awesome. And
yes.
I think what that means for admins especially is I know a lot of people get really overwhelmed by all of the possibilities and all the technology. And oh my gosh, my org is not even on Lightning yet. You showed me this amazing thing. I'm totally overwhelmed. Just be in that moment, embrace it, go for it, learn about it. Because no matter where your company is at or where you're at in your career, this is a way and an opportunity for you to learn something new and be uncomfortable in it. It's uncomfortable and it's scary, but embrace it. Really embrace that awesome.
Well, I love all these, but I know that I've got another story from Reed coming. And I don't want anyone to miss out. This may not be an Octi, but
I feel like you need to roll the dice and just pick the year. Like, what year do you want me to pull from here?
No, Reed, I feel like you have something in mind because you didn't want to repeat yourself, so you had to think about this earlier. You don't have to lie to our audience here.
Okay.
You thought about this.
No, so I have thought about this a little bit. You know, I've been to a lot of Dreamforces. For those of you who are keeping track, this is going to be number 11. I know there are a lot of people out there in our community now. I know, right? I've been keeping track. Yeah, there are a lot of people out there in our community, though, who have been to 11 of these right along with me, which is fantastic. When we connect on Twitter, we call ourselves Dreamforce Twins. But one of the things that really stands out to me is my second Dreamforce. And so my second Dreamforce, I was working for a partner at that time, and it was the last meeting on the last day. Go to this meeting. I'm not even sure why I'm there, to be honest with you. But, you know, I start
listening. You were promised drinks.
I was not promised drinks.
Okay.
But, you know, I was listening to the customer, and we started talking about, you know, some of the challenges that they were having with migrating a particular set of apps over the Salesforce platform. And this coincided very nicely with some of the work that I'd been doing about how do you automate some of that process. And something about that meeting, I don't even remember exactly what it was, led to that aha moment for me. And so, you know, my personal experience was I'm sitting in that meeting, I kind of have this aha moment, and I was like, that's how I need to do it. And so literally, I leave that meeting, I go to the airport, I'm completely exhausted, I get on my computer on the way home, and I start sketching out what the ideas are for this. And that actually became an app that was called Cloud Converter. It's not around today, but you know, for several years, it actually helped people very quickly convert a spreadsheet into an app. And for me personally, it drove about, I don't know, 3 years worth of really interesting innovation, customer conversations. And honestly, it's probably part of the ingredients about how I landed a job at Salesforce back in the day.
That's awesome. That's like a true, I mean, we talk about these transformational aha moments at Dreamforce, and that's a perfect example right there.
The thing is, you never know where they're going to come from. It might be that conversation that you have in a bar. It might be something that you talk about over breakfast one day. It might be something where you go up and you talk to Mike in the admin theater, right? And, you know, he's there talking about something that happened to him 8 years ago. And you're like, wait, that's it. That's what I need right there. Yeah. You know, and that all by itself makes Dreamforce worth it.
Don't run out of those conversations in the middle of a word and start writing, though. I just recommend, be like, hey, thanks, and maybe afterwards on the plane. That's perfect timing.
Your short-term memory should work long enough for you to remember for just a few minutes.
Arabelle.
I'm just excited about Dreamforce, and I think Trailhead DX is what comes most immediately to mind. And what I loved about it was just the amount of energy that was coming out and the sense of exploration that I got just from walking around in Moscone West and talking to everybody. So it was amazing and it was lovely. And knowing what I know about what we've been doing for planning for Dreamforce, this is going to be so much bigger.
Because this is your first Dreamforce.
This is. Yeah, I'm so excited. So, I mean,
so you're ready to create those first Dreamforce moments as like in just a very short period of time.
Yeah. No, I cannot wait. Literally, this is what 20 something days as we're recording.
It's
gonna fly by.
Oh, I think, well, there's nothing that will ever replace that first unofficial admin keynote that we did in 2014 in the Hilton, the morning after the gala. And it was, we called it a keynote, it was a breakout session. I think we
and
had
it was packed with the gills.
Oh, it was packed. We had to bring in 200 extra chairs, and it was like 8:30 in the morning or something crazy.
After the gala?
After the gala.
Oof.
And so, you know, Sarah Franklin, Mike Gerholt, Mary Scott, and Leanne Templeman, now Rimal, and I all got together and put together this random idea for an admin keynote where we showed setup. And since then, history has been made. You know, the movement has taken a life of its own, and we are just so excited. Now we get a legitimate stage, Dreamforce, we get an actual area. You know, the admins are just so integral to our success. And so feel so lucky and special to be a part of that, the birth of the movement, you know?
You know, if you think about transformation, actually, I would put that particular session as transformative for Salesforce. You know, at Salesforce, we a lot of times we talk about how our customers lead us, right? And this was one of those cases where I was standing in the back, and I was standing in the back with some very senior Salesforce executives. At the time, I was working very closely with Sarah. Mike was part of my team. And it was just one of those things where I was standing back and I was like, okay, this is kind of what I expected. But the Salesforce executives who were there were floored. They did, you know, this was their first experience understanding the energy and the passion and the drive and the community where they really saw it all come together. And I think, do I remember that you had a band? What did you march out to?
Well, so we had a music track. Okay. Mike Gerholt got on stage to Black Sabbath.
Perfect.
Which is the way to set the tone for anything.
Of course.
And then Leanne and I at one point put on motorcycle jackets because we were demoing an org that someone had built to track drag racing. It all, you know, it was amazing.
It was very transformative, though, for Salesforce, our company, as we started to really understand a little bit more about how we could work with this community, right? Yeah. So one of my top 10 Dreamforce moments, for sure.
Wow. That's saying a lot, considering he's been to 11.
I feel like that little Dreamforce chills right here.
Thank you all so much for being on this journey with me, and I cannot wait to see everything in the Trailhead area come to life for everyone from admins to developers to everyone across our event. Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.